Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
From the What I Tell Investors series, 2021 has brought moves in the MSP tools space that make the landscape different. Let's discuss what those moves mean for the space in this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. As the end of 2021 approaches, my usual quip to investors that the MSP tools space is dull and full of the same is proving to be less accurate. In the spirit of an update, let's re-examine the tools space and see what it looks like now. To do so, a quick step back. As we entered 2021, the big four players were pretty equal, from my perspective. SolarWinds MSP and ConnectWise each sold two RMM products. Datto and Kaseya each sold one. Everyone has a PSA offering, although it's generally considered that ConnectWise and Datto's offerings are the leaders. All offered backup solutions and all were adding cybersecurity solutions, generally by integration of other products. There were upstart products in the space, such as Ninja, Atera, and Synchro, who, in my opinion, were mostly Me Too products. They look a lot like the others, just trying slightly different things. Pricing model or integrated product set, but not really different. Finally, the dark horse to watch on the space was Microsoft, who I think is making significant strides with their Endpoint Manager product. But while I think it's the future, those that argue it's not ready aren't necessarily wrong. At best, it required some transformation within an IT services business that the management team may not be prepared for. And then 2021 itself happened. The headline, of course, is the Kaseya breach, which ripped through the market. Let's be clear. It could have been any of the providers whom the incident happened. After all, there'd been warnings dating back years from CISA or ProPublica coverage. And Kaseya gets credit for their work with law enforcement, which did lead to an arrest. Still, it happened. That is arguable as a major disruption event, but I'll note that other moves within the market will change the landscape more over time. ConnectWise announced an apparent third tool in their RMM lineup, the next generation of their command tool, branded as ConnectWise RMM and taking the flagship spot. Their verbiage sends a message. They are positioning this as an upgrade. They aren't turning off the old ones, but command customers are wooed to move now and automate ones in the second half of 2022. They are doing now what Enable, formerly SolarWinds MSP, hasn't done in the 5 years since the merger of the old Enable and LogicNow, moving from two products to one. That's gutsy. Enable never braved the consolidation and carried all the technical debt of everything prior in favor of not upsetting customers. ConnectWise is trying to consolidate and risks churn and confusion short-term in exchange for a potential outcome later. Atera launched their automated ticketing in their product. Atera Plus uses artificial intelligence and natural language processing to read tickets from end users and technicians, classify them, prioritize them, and route them for response, including an option for ticket deflection, which resolves mundane work automatically. SuperOps.ai launched, coming out of months of marketing without a product, and they too offer AI and ML in the product. All of a sudden, the smaller players are more interesting than the big four. Microsoft added EDR, auto investigation and remediation, to Microsoft Defender for Business, and integrated into Microsoft 365 Lighthouse. Oh, and they added remote control. That's key. And finally, Apple came to play with their Apple Business Essentials, There are 3 monthly subscription tiers, custom installation of apps, 24/7 phone support, and a 4-hour response time for on-site repairs. There is a genuine offering here. Apple needs an IT offering too. In both education and point of sale, Apple has a robust set of offerings, and that $329 iPad is designed to compete there with Chromebooks. The IT offering makes sense. A lot of sense. So here's my take. This is not a product review. This is a series of statements on the market position and their upside potential. Let's start with the big 4. Datto has done an admirable job of taking an old school idea, on-site boxes that back up other on-site boxes, and converting that into a $4 billion market cap. Of course, they're worth less now than they were when they launched as an IPO, and they've rewarded shareholders with, well, declining stock value. Their security position looks real, and products like their SaaS protection, file protection, continuity for Azure, and physical networking survive any coming storm to endpoint management products. Smaller businesses for them, to be sure, but ones that have upside and look more relevant in the future. SolarWinds MSP became Enable and ceded the future to Microsoft in April 2021 when they integrated to Intune, as they were too far behind to build their own version. And they carry a boat anchor of 2 products that do the same thing without the shared benefits to the development process. In 2021, they did 0 press releases about product. They did, however, 8 about people they hired or won awards and 3 about integrations. I'm a shareholder, and I expect I won't be in a year. I don't think they can buy their way to the future. ConnectWise is pulling the Band-Aid off to try and not carry their own boat anchors, and probably will pay the price short-term with customer anger and churn. It's a bold move, and when you compare to Enable, it allows you to imagine in 2018, 2 years after creation, that that company could be sitting in ConnectWise's seat. Squint and look at ConnectWise's products, and it's a lot of people stuff. NOC, SOC, service leadership, dedicated tech. Pre-packaged resellable services has value. Big consulting firms do that all the time. Kaseya wrote the check to make the security problem go away. And while it will hit their growth some, it's not long-term impactful. And the handling of the security incident does show the maturity of their process. VSA is their lead product, which got the black eye. Looking to the future, are we banking on Traverse or Compliance Manager? Of the big 4, there's more value in the other products at Datto and the services at ConnectWise than the product lineups at Enable and Kaseya. In a world of all the same, those 2 are pulling ahead. It's when you compare against the smaller players that one can see the future. ISG, looking at managed services, says automated ticket resolution and predictive analytics are now standard offerings. Not in this space, which shows the area for disruption. Atara and SuperOps are pushing to get there first and arguably have something in a market where the others don't. The bet for the future? Microsoft's vision of the future is my vision of the management space of the future. It's policy enforcement of devices accessing cloud data with tools for IT to make repairs and changes. Microsoft is the player who does cross-platform and open ecosystem truly best. So the question is how soon they can get there. Apple has done precisely what Apple does best. There's now a pure-play Apple solution. That's why Jamf and Adigee are viable as they play well with others. Apple's move validates that this is a play for the big players. Oh, and remember, they're resourced. The disruption, smaller players, are delivering the future while Microsoft and Apple has offerings in the space. Tools alone aren't the solution to service delivery. There does come a point where they're a drag on the business, not an enabler. The fallacy of the sunk cost, focusing on past investments, rather than present and future costs and benefits. Thus, my market overview. Of the big 4, Datto has products that are most relevant in the future cloud world. Gartner says that by 2025, 85% of orgs will be cloud-first. 95% of digital workloads will be deployed cloud-native. Datto's best position for that reality today. ConnectWise's bet on people services seems bright for the SMB IT space. They're trying to pay the piper for technical debt. The short-term noise isn't the story. Of the smaller players, only ones with something different matter. The bets of the future are the ones who do something new. MSP 360 launched a backup product. Atera launched intelligent ticketing. Which one is new? And finally, Microsoft is coming for the space, and Apple validated the approach. The critical question is how long it will take. They're very well positioned for 2025. For my money, they're well positioned for 2022, too. And the space for cloud-first IT services providers will be all in here. I usually answer this for investors, so it's about where you place your money based on the time frame for return. 5 years out, it's Microsoft. Not that they're a terrible investment regardless. If your return on the investment is 12 to 24 months, find a growth smaller player that will be popping or get acquired. And the key features are cloud readiness and that AI ML service management capabilities. And that's my thinking on where we're at as we go into 2022. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.